Hey everyone, it's Longbox Heroes After Dark, episode 56. Todd and Leonard. Sorry. We have almost as many episodes as some of the other of this show, the goof around show, as some of the other shows have as many as them, if that makes any sense.
It makes total sense. I get the idea, if not the exact wording.
Right. We'll see how the other show goes when that starts up. If that starts off. When that starts up.
We'll see. You know.
Things.
Happenings.
Right.
That really good movie.
The Happening?
Yeah.
What? What the hell is that?
That's the one with Mark Wahlberg where like all the people start killing themselves.
Oh, because the trees come to life or some shit like that? Yes.
Because the trees, because nature wants to kill us.
Right.
So, great movie.
There's a line in that movie where, I'm not sure if it's Mark Wahlberg, but a character says, I can hear the wind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they know they're being attacked.
The best line is when Mark Wahlberg says, I bought a completely superfluous bottle of cough syrup. That's my favorite line in the whole movie. Because he's while people are murdering themselves, he starts talking to Zoe Deschanel, I think her name is. And she, I guess, cheated on him before all this started. So he's like, well, to get back at you, I was flirting with a pharmacist. And I bought a superfluous bottle of cough syrup. And like they're looking down on this hill at a group of people walking across and the wind shifts. And then like shortly after they all murder themselves. And you're like, and these two are talking about their past transgressions. And this one didn't even cheat. He just, you know, flirted and bought a bottle of cough syrup he didn't need. It sums up how beautiful that movie is.
I can imagine Mark Wahlberg in real life using superfluous all the time.
After that, definitely.
Of course.
When somebody told him what it meant.
What the hell was I going to say? Boy, that's a terrible movie.
And you know what? The commercials for it made it look really cool. Like, people just started offing themselves for no reason, like, in the coolest ways and stuff like that. And it just kind of freaked me out. And then when I watch it, there's these scenes that, like, where everybody just, like, starts diving off a construction site.
Yeah.
And your brain can't wrap your head around it, like, because it's just, they just fall. And you're like, that's crazy. And then, you know, like, you find out the reason that the trees make you do stuff. And I was like, man, this is just terrible.
Now, for me, as soon as I saw M. Night Shyamalan's name, I'm like, oh, this is going to be terrible.
What? He makes good movies.
He made like 2.5 good movies.
What were the 2.5 good movies? Obviously, the Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense is good.
Invulnerable? Unbreakable.
Unbreakable is good.
Never saw that.
Really? I think you would enjoy Unbreakable. Even knowing what the twist is, if you know what the twist is.
It's a twist.
Yes, it's a twist. even if you know what the twist is, I still think it's a pretty good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the town one?
Oh, The Village?
The Village.
Oh, that thing is terrible.
And that's like the half good movie. It's like one of those things where this was the beginning of the time where we were being sold a bill of goods by M. Night Shyamalan.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, here's what the movie is. And we're like, no, it's not. Oh, no. No twist this time, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that was the beginning of him kind of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And from the very beginning, I'm just like, okay, this is not what the movie's going to be. Let's kind of hang in there. And it was a nice-looking movie. And the mm-hmm. idea of the film was interesting, but the execution was very bad, and that's your half a movie.
Gotcha. I haven't seen The Devil, though. That's the one I want to see, where the people are trapped in the elevator.
Now, that one is actually, he's just the producer on it.
Oh, that makes, never mind. Forget I said anything.
That's the infamous one where the trailer was playing. Oh, you know what? I take that back. Signs is okay.
Signs, Swing Away?
Yes, a little too on the nose
mm-hmm.
in the fact that, like, and I'm not the first person to point this out, like, If the aliens' weakness is water, why would they attempt to take over a planet that's 3/4 their weakness?
Okay, that I get, because it might have other stuff you need.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be like us going to another planet that had acid baths everywhere, mm-hmm. and just walking around in jeans and t-shirts.
Yes.
You know, like, oh, you could just pick up a handful of acid bath and throw it in my face. Well, I don't think I need a spacesuit or anything.
Or anything to protect me.
No, So, yes, that was always, even when I did see that, I was kind of like, that's crazy.
But still, there's good, like, just like The Village, there's good bits in there. Lady in the Water stinks. The Happening, as we've talked about, stinks. Last Airbender stinks, and After Earth, the Will Smith one, I never saw, but I can only assume that it stinks.
Well, it has Will Smith's kids, so it has to be good.
Right. And Jaden Pinkett Smith, or what's his name?
Isn't that his name?
I don't know. Oh, it's Jaden. That's right. The wife is Jada. He's Jaden.
Right. It's like Star Wars kids. Like, you have to have your name close to it.
Right.
I don't know. I'm making that up.
But I don't know. I think, M. Night Shyamalan might be due again.
You might have a hit?
I don't know, maybe.
Does he have another movie coming up?
You know what? I actually just had it here in front of me. Let me pull it back up.
M. Night.
Oh, boy. He has a website. Oof. Oh. I can only imagine what nightmares are on there.
It's a twist. It's not really a website.
Ugh. You and the twist.
Didn't you ever see the...
Yes, the robot chicken.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I didn't know that you watch TV occasionally.
I do. Sometimes a joke gets beaten into the ground, and that might have been one of them.
No, that's... Wait a minute. You're talking to me.
Yes, I am.
Beat a joke into the ground? That's
now,
impossible.
I'm all for beating a joke into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
There is, and I think we might have talked about this in the show, maybe. I don't know if you're a Kevin Smith fan or to what extent you're a Kevin Smith fan.
To a certain point, and then I drop off.
Okay. So, did you ever see the Clerks cartoon?
Yes, only a little bit of it, though.
Okay.
Not like all of it, because I didn't get the DVD. They only ran a couple episodes, so I saw here or there, whatever.
Right. There was only six episodes made, two actually made air, and we could talk about that in and of itself. But in and of itself, like outside of like the Kevin Smith universe, it's a very funny cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's an episode of the cartoon that mixes Last Starfighter and Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Okay.
And it's hilarious.
Right.
There's another episode that was actually supposed to be the second episode of the series.
You were telling me about this one on like last 2 weeks ago or something, where Happy Days flashbacks.
Yeah, well, where they're flashbacking to their first episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then they run out of stuff to flashback to, so then they just start talking about old Happy Days episodes.
Okay.
Okay. So, where the hell was I going with this?
Beating jokes into the ground.
Okay. So I have the DVDs of that, and they have the commentary of like Kevin Smith and a bunch of the other guys who were involved in it. And the one guy who was involved was this guy, Dave Mendel, who was a writer, producer, whatever, on Seinfeld. And whatever you have about Seinfeld, this guy, Dave Mendel, his credo is one time is hilarious, two times even funnier, 15 times, gimme more, mm-hmm. when it comes to a joke or a reference or a something.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of that. So I'm good with that, but it's a twist thing. I don't know, man. Like, there was just something about it that grated on me. But anyway, M. Night Shyamalan did have a movie that came out last year called The Visit,
mm-hmm.
Which I don't want to give a lot of that one away either.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes it look like it might be like a Hansel and Gretel pastiche.
Gotcha.
And I heard it was okay, but it alternates between like found footage stuff. Because it says, from the director of Sixth Sense and Signs, it doesn't mention any of the other bad movies, and the producer of Paranormal Activity. You know?
Ooh.
Right. So it's an interesting premise when you find out what it's really about. So that was the last movie that he did. That came out last year. And then he's filming one called Split, and there's no information available about it. It just says, the plot is being kept under wraps.
That's right.
And it stars Jimmy McAvoy.
Like mummies under wraps.
Mm. Oh, if only it was a mummy movie.
Oh.
Let's postulate what the hell the M. Night Shyamalan split could be about. It comes out in 2 years. Mm-hmm. So we'll mark this down and see if we can, you know, if we're right or wrong about it.
My guess is it's about a couple who breaks up over something, and we don't find out what it is until the end of the movie, and it's over, like, a sundae. So it's they split, and it's over a banana split. And it's, like, it all-encompassing words and stuff like that.
I think it's going to be very similar to, and again, I wish I could remember the names of those. There was a time where there were movies that were based on decisions that you would make. It's like, what happened if you didn't take that train car? Or what happened...
Yes.
You know, like those types of movies?
Alternate history movies.
Right, it's like, right. It's like, maybe it's called like Sliding Doors or some
that
shit.
That was it. That was it.
Okay.
And somebody gets a haircut early on in one of the timelines so you can tell the difference at all times. It's like, oh, in this one, I made the subway. So I made it on time to get my haircut really, really short. Mm. And then in this one, I didn't, so I have long hair. Now we know there's no confusing which timeline we're in.
I feel it's going to be a movie like that. But somehow the split is going to not cause, like, two realities, but cause this person, like, he somehow creates an alternate, like, version of himself that is existing at the same time as his normal self.
Ah, or conjoined twins.
Oh, now you see, that's a better idea. I like the conjoined twins idea better than my stupid Sliding Doors remake.
So, because now we see things from the point of view of one conjoined twin, and they have, like, two different personalities, and we never see the whole picture, so they're conjoined twins, and that kind of stuff. That's where the mall is.
Oh, wait a minute. I gotcha.
Okay.
A POV shot. a movie that's all done POV of one of the conjoined twins.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, it's a bunch of things where it's like, oh, we never see them look in a mirror, or we never see them do this. And, like, there's a lot of clues in there that make you think, it's like, oh, maybe it's a vampire movie, or maybe it's a this. Like, I don't want to go out in public, or these sort of things. And all the mirrors in the house are covered up. And then the final act, it's revealed that it's conjoined twins.
Yes. Greatest movie ever.
All right. These are, like, and by us saying these into the ethos and recording these are copyrighted and trademarked, patent pending.
That's right. We should film that, definitely. That should be our next project. We should make a film. Why not? We you know, we put enough on our shoulders. We need to do a mini movie. That's
right, sure. We have the time and budget for all that, sure.
What? You don't need a budget to make a mini movie. If you have the right script... Oh, who needs ILM, Industrial Light and Magic? ILM, yes. We don't need them.
Oh, listen, I've seen a lot of shitty movies in my day, and yes, this is... And you do not need good or even half good special effects.
No, you don't. You just need some... You need some tin foil to make robots...
Right.
Let's see. String for the flying saucers. See, it's all how you do it. That's all.
Blood. These are all good movies, but poor M. Night Shyamalan.
He gets a bad rap.
He does get a bad rap.
There's a lot of other people.
He had 2.5 good movies, yeah.
Let's see. There's a lot of people who have a lot of bad movies and don't have 2.5 good movies.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, why does Kevin Smith get a bad rap? He has more bad movies than M. Night Shyamalan, probably.
Well, let's look at the facts.
I think everything after Chasing Amy is pretty much garbage.
Now, see, I like Dogma. Not a great movie, but an okay movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back is a fun movie for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, it's fun. If you're a fan of the, you know, if you're a fan of the previous films, it's kind of like wrapping everything up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Jersey Girl is just blah. Like, it's not a plus or a minus. It's just a thing that's there.
Mm-hmm.
It exists. Clerks 2 is actively bad.
What? No.
Yes.
Yes.
Red State is... Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Zack and Miri Make a Porno is not good either.
Mm-hmm.
It's Kevin Smith, even admittingly, after the fact, like, watching it, I'm like, this is Kevin Smith doing a bad Judd Apatow movie. And then after the fact, Kevin Smith is like, yeah, I tried to make a Judd Apatow movie and it was bad. And I'm like, holy shit, there you go.
Well, that's why he had Seth Rogen in it.
Yes. Red State is okay, but overrated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people talked up this movie like it was a 9+, and it's maybe like a 4.5.
Okay.
I don't know if you ever saw that one.
No.
It's like I said, it's an interesting premise, but it's I think it might have been too big for Kevin Smith's britches
mm-hmm.
to attempt to do. I have no knowledge of what Jay and Silent Bob's super groovy cartoon movie is.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear Tusk is very polarizing.
I can imagine.
I don't know if you ever saw that.
I've never seen it, but I know of it.
Okay.
Oh, well.
So, I think just based on the strength of Clerks and Chasing Amy,
mm-hmm.
he gets a pass.
Okay, fair enough. I like Mallrats a lot, too.
So. Now, see, I like Mallrats, too, but Mallrats is another polarizing film.
I like it a lot.
But there are people who actively hate that movie.
Well.
And they're wrong.
Yes, people can be wrong.
Yes. Well, I don't like it when people are wrong.
Well, we live in a world, Leonard, where people are wrong. That's all I can say.
If everyone just agreed with me, their life would be so much better.
Ugh, don't get me started.
All right, so we went off the topic that I wanted to, which is actually okay, because what I wanted to talk about will be more timely next week when we talk about it.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know what it is.
You think you know?
I think I know.
All right. So, of course, go over to longboxheroes.com. Information about the other show, the main show, the comic book show. Also information about all the other shows in the soon-to-be-named network. Twitter, iTunes, follow us when you see us. You know, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, thanks for listening, and we'll, I don't know, we'll have another one of these next week. Bye.